Let us suppose for a moment that everyone here this evening loves superhero movies. The reason we like them is because the superheroes remind us of great Christians or saints. They defend the helpless. They right the wrong. They defeat evil. And there happens to be a new superhero movie to go and see. And as you're standing in line to purchase your ticket, it's then that you see an odd-looking man wearing black horn-rimmed glasses. His hair is cut short and it's a little greasy. He's wearing a superhero t-shirt that's a little small and it's tucked into his high-water blue jean pants. And then you notice he's wearing socks with his flip-flops. He seems to be nice, but he's talking to everyone around him, and the people are beginning to try to avoid him. You turn around to purchase your ticket, and inside you buy a giant bucket of popcorn. And this time you put way too much fake butter on it. You go and you find a seat, and as you're sitting there, just before the movie starts, that geeky guy with the black glasses sits next to you. And he starts to talk to you. He's nice enough, but he's a little annoying. And just as the lights go down, he reaches over and takes a handful of popcorn from your bucket. This is so rude. You move the popcorn over to your other knee so he can't reach it. This guy, he won't stay quiet. He makes little comments to you all the way through the movie. Then the movie ends and this guy stands up and extends his hand to shake yours and asks your name. And you politely shake his hand and you tell him your name. And then he says, "Hi, I'm Jesus." And he immediately disappears. He vanishes. And in your astonishment, all you can think about is this missed opportunity. And then you remember, I was actually pretty rude to him. And you say, "I'm so sorry, Lord. I'm so sorry that I was rude to you." And that's when you hear Jesus' voice say, "It's okay. People think that I'm in heaven, but really, I'm everywhere. People rarely know who I am." And it is in this moment you remember how he was talking to everyone standing in line. How he talked to you all through the movie. And how you couldn't wait for him to be quiet. How he wanted to share your popcorn, but you wouldn't. The story is a little bit like the road to Emmaus. How can you relate with the disciples hurrying on their way back to Emmaus? See, I can. They saw Jesus crucified. The apostles, they're in hiding for fear of the Jewish leadership. And the confusing events, the speed at which everything is happening and moving along, and Jesus is killed, he's raised from the dead, his body, we can't be found. People are claiming to have seen him. So these two disciples are walking the 7 miles back to Emmaus. And while they're doing this, they're discussing about stuff about what happened. Trying to make sense of it all. Then there's a stranger walking the road who seems to be out of touch with the events and takes an interest in their discussion. He asks them, "What happened?" And they are almost rude to him, saying, "Are you the only one from Jerusalem that doesn't know what happened?" But then something happens along the way. As Jesus listens attentively, he then takes the opportunity to explain everything written in the Old Testament, leading up to what happened to the Messiah and the reasons why. This conversation takes them all the way home, and it happens to be getting late now. Night, it's not always safe to travel, and they invite Jesus in. This is where I relate. How often do we miss the presence of Jesus? The opportunity to talk to him, to listen to him, to learn from him, to share with him, to build a relationship with him. I have a deacon friend there where one of his ministries is going to a homeless shelter to work. But while there, he listens to the stories of those living and using the homeless shelter. He has found this activity of simply listening to people has changed his life. He sometimes gets the opportunity to share the gospel. However, he is learning about Jesus from the homeless. Jesus is here today, right now in this place. He's in our priest. He's in the Eucharist, the tabernacle. He's present in the word that we're speaking, that was spoken to you. He is present here in us, in the congregation. Where two or more are gathered in my name. When Jesus blessed the bread, and when he blessed it and broke the bread, that's when the disciples saw Jesus, and they immediately went back out into the night, hurrying to Jerusalem to share the message of Christ to others. Do we have that same desire after Mass? Do we run out to share the good news to the world? I knew a woman in Atlanta. She was stopped by a police officer for giving food and blankets to the poor living under a bridge. The police officer would tell her every morning in the early morning hours how unsafe it was. And she would say, "But what if that's Jesus under the bridge?" Before long, the police officer began to help her and soon brought along other officers to do the same. Our call, I think, like the disciples, inviting Jesus to stay the night with them, we have to ask Jesus to come into our lives. We have to open the door of our hearts to hear his message and see that he is here with us, and then willing to go, even if it's night, to spread the message of his gospel.